A pair of third-period collapses led to the Abbotsford Canucks dropping games to the Tucson Roadrunners on Friday, December 20, and Saturday, December 21. The Canucks held 2-1 leads early into the third period in both games, but allowed 3 goals each night to lose both games 4-2. Puck is dropped for this afternoon's at Abbey Canucks game. Heated rival at Roadrunners AHL is in town for Game 2 of the series. Hashtag CanucksPick.twitter.com/CC9QFMuse0. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, December 21, 2024. Saturday's afternoon game saw Tucson's Josh Doan score on a power play goal just 2:06 into the game, and that held until Danila Klimovich wired home a power play goal of his own at 10:06 of the second. Klimovich is now tied with Jonathan Lekkerimäki for the team lead in goals with 11. He's also well on his way to break his all-career mark for goals in a season, which was the 17 he scored in 2022-23. Klimovich with a rocket, tiegamepick.twitter.com/ulf9forkey. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, December 21, 2024. Abbotsford's John Stevens put Abbotsford up 2-1 at 4:22 of the third after a bizarre bounce fooled Roadrunners goalie Dylan Wells. Tucson responded just 88 seconds later when Hunter Drew tied the game back up. Austin Pogansky scored the game winner for the Roadrunners at 13:29, and Cameron Hebig added an empty net goal at 19:24. If you're a goaltender. smirkpick.twitter.com/lmfib0tpd0. Abbotsford Canucks. At Abbey Canucks, December 22, 2024. Nikita Tolopilo made 25 saves in the loss, which was his first setback this month. Defenseman Guillaume Brisebois led the Canucks with 5 shots, while Lekkerimäki recorded 4. The game was a typical Tucson-Abbotsford affair, with a lot of play after the whistle. A scrum in the first period saw the Roadrunners rough up Lekkerimäki enough that he drew blood. The physical play of Abbotsford forwards like Klimovich and Sammy Blais helped turn the tide in the second, but it ultimately wasn't able to be sustained. The Canucks did call up enforcer Jermaine Lawin from the ECHL's Kalamazoo Wings, but he did not dress on Friday or Saturday despite the two teams' penchant for violence against each other. Earlier this season saw Roadrunners defenseman Montana Onyebuchi deliver a late hit to Mark Friedman, which resulted in a concussion. Onyebuchi and Friedman played in both games and nothing major occurred. Abbotsford head coach Manny Malhotra said he doesn't want his time to be involved in things after the whistle. "Our focus is on fielding the best lineup," he said, when asked about the decision to not use Lawin. "And over the last couple of weeks, our guys that have been performing were given the opportunity to compete tonight. We feel like we don't need to address those issues on the ice. Our mindset is to play hard and win the game as opposed to getting into the extracurricular stuff after the whistle. It's a valuable lesson to us, in that it's difficult to win. The level of consistency and execution has to be on at all times, and there were moments in both yesterday's game and today where that's the deciding factor." Head coach Manny Malhotra addressed the media following this. pick.twitter.com/ifddfj5v2h. Abbotsford Canucks. At Abbey Canucks, December 22, 2024. The weekend also saw the Abbotsford debut of forward Sammy Blais. He last appeared for the team on October 19 and then suffered an injury. Blais recorded 3 shots in the 2 games against Tucson and was a -3. His physical play was noticeable. Malhotra said he was pleased with his play, but there was still some rust. He expects that to be shaken off in the coming weeks. Malhotra also confirmed that defenseman Jet Wu is out day-to-day after suffering an injury in Friday's game. Final. pick.twitter.com/blw4u0ip. Abbotsford Canucks. At Abbey Canucks, December 22, 2024. Friday's game followed a similar script to Saturday, with the Canucks instead holding a 2-1 lead after 2 and then again allowing 3 unanswered goals in the final frame. Lekkerimäki and Klimovich scored for Abbotsford and they outshot Tucson 33-26 in the loss. The game featured the all-return for goalie Artur Sylvs, but he posted his first loss in 3 appearances this season. The Canucks' penalty kill went a perfect 3-for-3, including killing off 2 separate 5-on-3 situations. Wallinen led all players with 6 shots on goal, with Lekkerimäki and Atu Ratu both recording 5. Abbotsford finished the 6-game homestand at 4-2. Rematch tomorrow. Look of triumph pick.twitter.com/sb3z8do2p. Abbotsford Canucks, at Abbey Canucks, December 21, 2024. Reported attendance for the games was 4,242 on Saturday and 3,989 on Friday. The pair of losses has slipped the Canucks into 7th place in the Pacific Division, and they now have a record of 1-4-1-2-0-1. The club now has a bit of a holiday break and next play in Calgary against the Wranglers on December 30. The next home game is on January 10 when the Henderson Silver Knights come to town.